Good afternoon, everyone. First, I would like to thank God for this tremendous opportunity here, as well as thank our ownership, the McCaskey family, Mr. Emery, Coach Tressman, for providing this opportunity for me. This is really an exciting time for myself and my family. We look forward to embracing the Chicago community, and I really look forward to getting to work. Like I said, I can't say it enough. This is a great opportunity for myself to continue to build upon my foundation that I laid for my playing career in Pittsburgh and last year with the Giants. And I look forward to coming in here, working hard and competing, and hopefully, you know, bringing a championship back to the city of Chicago. Yeah, last year I signed with the Giants initially as, you know, an insurance policy behind Stevie Brown and Antro Roe. And they cashed in on that policy when Stevie Brown went down with the ACL injury. I believe that was the second preseason game last year versus the Jets. So I got off to a great start. Had a very productive season when I was the starter, but I sustained the injury versus in our Monday night game versus the Vikings. I had a pretty bad hip pointer. And from there, you know, my role got reduced a little bit. They felt like Will Hill was coming on as well, so we started splitting time, and he's a tremendous athlete. But we started splitting time, and then, you know, whenever I was presented an opportunity after that, I kept showing up and making plays. I didn't change my attitude one bit. I didn't change my work ethic one bit. And, you know, I think that speaks to, you know, my character. That's something that I learned at a very young age. You know, situations may change, but your character can't. I think I bring a physical nature to the defense. You know, that's been my MO for as long as I can remember, since I started playing football. So I'm not a guy who's going to shy away from contact. I like to get down there and mix it up with tight ends, running backs. Might even run into a few linemen here and there. But, you know, I think that's the number one attribute that I bring to the game. I like to use my size and my strength and combine that with my athletic ability to, you know, get guys on the ground and get some third down stops for our defense. They were a little bit better than pretty good, but... it was a great experience. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better situation to come back to my hometown team, the team that I grew up cheering for, and have an opportunity to learn from two professionals like that, and not only how to be a pro on the field, but as well as off the field. And I think, you know, I combine my playing style with both of them. Ryan Clark is a very heads-up player. He knows what's going on every play and a great communicator and makes sure that everyone gets lined up on each and every play. And Troy, he's the wild card. He likes to take his chances, but they're calculated chances. So, you know, during my time in Pittsburgh, I just tried to take what I could from them, and here I am. I feel like I'm coming in here to compete for a starting opportunity, and that's all I could ask for. You know, I don't shy away from competition, and I look forward to, you know, getting started with workouts and practices and everything like that. But, you know, nothing's set in stone, and I don't take anything for granted. I'm just excited about the opportunity, and I'm ready to get to work. No, I honestly don't have a preference. You know, I keep dating back to my time in Pittsburgh. What was required of me was, if Troy was out the game, I was playing low. If Ryan Clark was out the game, then I was playing high. And then I just took that to my time with the Giants last year. Antrell and I, we mixed it up. We had the ability to, you know, give different looks, and I feel like I could bring that to this team. And that's something that I'm excited about. And, you know, I'm a perfectionist, so I'm going to keep working on my game. There are obviously areas that, you know, I would like to work on, and I think every player wants to work on, but, you know, I'm excited about the challenge and the opportunity. Well, when I initially did my research on the Bears and their defense, I think there was some discussion throughout the media about whether it was going to be a 3-4 or 4-3, but through my discussion with Coach Tucker, you know, we kind of straightened that out a little bit, and I really wanted to get an idea of what was required of me as a safety. Typically, sometimes you get pigeonholed. You say, this guy, he's a box safety, or this guy, he's back deep. But, you know, that wasn't the case. We're looking for good safeties, and I think that's the best way you go about doing your job is, you know, if you need to go in the box, you go play in the box, and if you need to play back deep, then you play back deep. And that's been my approach my whole career.